Today is Monday, May 18th, 2020, and this is another Kingdom Perspective with Dr. Glenn Schultz. Examination Day. Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 13:5 these words, "Examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you are disqualified?" It is important to take some time every now and then and examine ourselves and test ourselves as to what we believe and how we live our lives. With the end of another school year upon us, this is a good time to do just that. I want to ask you to respond to a few things that I will be presenting in this blog. As you hear each one, simply determine if you would teach it to your children at home and/or you would want your child to be taught this at your church. Let's get started. Number one, he or she is a good child but has made some bad decisions. Number two, morality is relative and is determined by community consensus. Number three, math is relative and right answers are arrived at by experts coming to consensus. Number four, man is a product of evolution and is a result of time and chance. Number five, you can be anything that you want to if you set your mind to it and try hard enough. Number six, it is important that you determine your own identity by how you feel, including your gender. Number seven, there is a body of knowledge that is spiritually neutral and is made up of neutral, observable facts. Number eight, there is no such thing as absolute truth or universal meaning to life. You are to create your own meaning to everything. If someone claims that their truth is absolute, they are trying to control other people. Number nine, one must make decisions in life based on science, which is the only means to know truth. And number 10, it is important to follow your heart and just be you. How did you do? Were there some things that you believe should be taught to your children, either at home or in church or at both places? The truth is that all 10 of these items are derived from a secular worldview. Some of them are more obvious than others, but they all reflect a secular belief system that ignores or denies God in the spiritual realm. I have found that most Christian parents and church leaders would reject the idea that these values and beliefs should be taught in their homes and/or churches. However, the vast majority of these same Christians have no problem with these and other similar beliefs being taught to their children at school. Why would believers take a stand against such anti-biblical concepts being taught at home and church, but are silent when they are taught in secular schools? In fact, they will go so far as to fully support these schools and enroll their children in them. This reality is evidence of what I have been presenting in my last two blog posts, Today's Real Danger, and The Disastrous Consequences of Dualism. It is one thing to know what dualism is and the dangers of it. It is something else to be able to identify it in our own lives. Unfortunately, most of us have been tainted by a secular worldview and we don't even know it has happened. This is because we live our religious life by some biblical principles and feel comfortable knowing that this area of our lives is based on truth. At the same time, a biblical worldview does not have any influence on all other areas of our lives. The more I talk with Christian school leaders, the more I have come to understand that this is a common reality with today's Christian school board members, administrators, and teachers. The result is Christian schools are not having the impact that they could have on students' hearts, minds, if dualism were defeated in their own lives. It is time that we do something about this dangerous condition that is so prevalent in the Western church today. The first step in reversing this dilemma is to identify one's own worldview. Renew a Nation has created a tool to help schools, churches, and families measure biblical worldview development. The View Finder is a discovery and development tool designed to help teenagers and adults understand what they believe about six areas of a biblical worldview: God, the Bible, moral order, purpose, creation, and humanity. I believe this tool is a must for parents, church leaders, and Christian educators to really understand what worldview they have adopted. Christian school leaders should use this tool as a part of their teacher interview process and ongoing professional development plan for staff members. I am excited to announce that Renew a Nation is providing a special discount to all individuals and schools who are KEM Prime members. Over the next couple of days, I will be sending a special discount code to all Prime members that can be used when taking the viewfinder. If you would like more information about the viewfinder, it can be found by going to renewanation.org. That's renewanation.org. I also want to encourage every school and or individual to consider becoming a KEM Prime member. All of the resources available to members have been designed to help Christians develop a biblical worldview and a biblical philosophy of education. I am offering deep discounts right now for both an individual and a school annual membership. To find out how to become an individual or school KEM Prime member or at the discounted price, simply email me at Glenn, G-L-E-N, at kingdomeducation.org. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N, at kingdomeducation.org. Let's defeat dualism by renewing our minds and thinking and acting from a biblical worldview.